Well, the weekend's almost here, so let's check in with Will Pappenfuss of Northwoods Bait, find out where the fish are biting in Paul Bunyan country. Plus, it's Lake of the Week Day. It's all coming up next.
I won't ever understand my shorties be mad when all I want to do is stick my toes in the sand. There's nothing wrong with champagne, dancing and such, but the nightlife in the city don't impress me much. I don't feel right in the club, I'd rather be out sitting in my 14-footer catching some trout. The fishes all tremble at the thought of me when I'm F-I-S-H-I-I-N, Paul Bunyan country.
Hey, I'm Kev Jackson. Thank you for joining me for Fishing Paul Bunyan Country, presented by Northland Fishing Tackle. Today on Fishing Paul Bunyan Country, we're getting you ready for the weekend. We've got Will Pappenfuss joining us. He works at Northwoods Bait, runs in the AIM tournament with Nick Sakala, and he does some guiding as well. First off, Will, thanks for joining the show today.
Thanks, Kev. It's always fun to be on here.
Where have you been fishing lately?
You know, kind of all over. We just we got done with our last AIM qualifier on Winnie here last weekend on Saturday. I've just been kind of fishing around here lately. I was on Cass the other night, and it was pretty decent. I actually went over to Wolf and caught a few for Wally League here, so it's been pretty decent so far.
Tell us a little bit about what's going on Cass Lake. I know that definitely in the last few years has become even more of a low-light fishery, and it seems like evening bite or morning bite is the way to go.
Yeah, that's kind of what I've been seeing, too. You know, if you get a little wind during the day, you definitely can catch them during the day. But it seems that if it goes flat calm, it's kind of tough to find them. But if you can find them during the day, usually, you know, they're going to eat. It's just how well they're going to eat is the thing. You know, the best has been throwing ripping style baits like jig wraps or puppet minnows, stuff like that, just to try and get a reaction out of them. And I know guys have been pulling big minnows and stuff like that, but they just haven't been as aggressive if the wind isn't blowing, just because of the clarity out there.
So in the evening, where are you finding the fish?
Seems that they've been on top of structure, on top of the rocks. There's a lot of crayfish out there right now, and I mean, if anybody's been out there lately, they'll know that if they, you know, try pulling lindy rigs around or just leeches and crawlers in general, that they're going to be catching a few crayfish mixed in. So all those crayfish will be sliding up in the rocks in the evenings, and those fish are not too far behind.
You know, Cass Lake is just loaded with fish. That whole chain really is. It's not a matter of of having fish. It's a matter of finding fish, and that's always the quest for an angler. But again, with the changes zebra mussels have brought to that lake, it's been an adjustment period for guys who are used to fishing a certain way for so many years, having to move and find new spots.
Yeah, for sure. It seems that for the last, just after, I've been fishing that lake probably, well, about a year after I came up here for college. So it's been a few years now, but it seems that every year is just different. You know, you just got to check different spots, and sometimes the weeds grow better in one spot than the other each year. And, you know, it seems that you're seeing a few more weeds pop up lately, but the crayfish are really starting to boom out there. So it's just changing constantly, so you got to keep finding new spots and keep on them. You know, you really got to trust your electronics out there. And the nice thing is that most of it's sand, so if you can dial in your side imaging on your graph, you can have no problem finding fish out there.
Okay. Well, you were mentioning you were on Winnie for the AIM tournament. How did it go for you and Nick, and what were you finding for walleyes on that lake?
Well, Nick actually didn't fish this one. It was actually me and my buddy Steven Roller.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we went to school together, so he's been filling in with Nick out with his new kid that he just had in July. So, we caught fish. We can't complain. I think we finished up in 17th place. You know, we had a couple that decided that they didn't want to see the boat and stuck off our line, but that's the way derby fishing goes, I've learned. So, but, I mean, we figured out a pattern, did pretty good. We were pulling spinners mostly around the rocks. You know, we were kind of doing a little bit different from what everybody else was, and it seems that we were catching a little bit more fish. It was just trying to get the right ones to eat.
So the AIM tournament is a catch, photo, and release tournament. So are you allowed to just, is it just your biggest fish that you catch? There's no,
yep. Okay. You can record as many fish as you'd like, and you just pick your best five at the end of the day.
All right. Well, I think for Lake Winnie, that's the perfect tournament, because the thing about Winnie the last few years is there was lots of fish in that slot and beyond the slot, some good-sized fish in there. If you're out trying to get eaters, it's been a little bit tough, but action-wise, Winnie has been a great lake.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there's a lot of those 7 to 12 inches in there right now. And in a couple of years, if those fish can make it, it's going to be a phenomenal fishery. But it seems that they're either going to be 12 inches or they're going to be 20 to 23 inches right now. So there's a little bit of a gap. And I think during the 3 days I spent out there, I think I've caught, I want to say, 4 or 5 fish that were from 14 to 19 inches.
And I think that has been the frustration, particularly for guides who have been, the tourists and the visitors come up and they want to catch some walleyes and they want to have a fish fry. So you got to get them in that eater size. And that has been the challenge on Leech or on Winnie. That's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. But I mean, if guys just want to go out and catch fish and, have a great time. I mean, those fish out there are healthy. They're fat. They're angry. They're super fun to catch. It's a great fishery right now.
Okay, yeah, I'm expecting by next summer and maybe even this winter we'll start to hear some, just really good numbers as far as that eater-sized fish we've been waiting for. They're close, that's for sure. We are checking out the Paul Bunyan Country Fishing Scene with Will Papenfuss. A lot more to come with Will later in the show, but up next, it's Lake of the Weekday. This is Fishing Paul Bunyan Country presented by Northland Fishing Tackle. This is FPBC presented by Northland Fishing Tackle.
Lake of the Weekday, Lake of the Weekday, Lake of the Weekday, holy cow!
Once again, it is Lake of the Weekday, and we're checking in with Andy Thompson, the acting area fishery supervisor out of the Bemidji office. Our lake today, or this week, is Delwater. And you know what? About the only thing I know about Delwater Lake firsthand is the neighbor kids from years ago used to go to Camp Delwater. So that's what I know about Delwater. Tell me a little bit about it. I know it's hidden away up north.
Yeah, and there is a camp there. It's still, I believe. Okay. I think it's still active. It's north of north and west of Bemidji, about 30 miles. It's near Balm Lake, if you know where that is, and it's right along Highway 32. So if you're driving along that road, you pretty much go around most of it.
Okay, and I was taking a look at everything, in the list of fish sampled, and as you might expect of a smaller lake in our neck of the woods, bluegills, crappies, bass, northerns, the usual suspects.
Yep. It's a smaller lake, about 200 acres, maximum depth of 29 feet, and the southern third of the lake is real shallow and heavily vegetated, and that lake morphometry kind of results in an abundant sunfish population. There's a lot of sunfish in there. They grow slowly, partly because there's so many of them, but it's a great place to just have a lot of action and catch a lot of sunfish. It's got crappies that can be good at times. It's even got a presence of walleyes that have maintained themselves in their low-density population. And the pike do pretty well in there. Pike and bass are the predators that really thrive in there, partly to the large panfish population. They've got plenty to eat in there.
Yeah, you can tell that because even with the 14 northerns per gill net, they're still averaging over 3 pounds.
Yeah, there's some nice-sized fish in there. That'd be a good place to take advantage of the new zone regulations that we've had in place here recently where you can keep some small pike and maybe a nice one as well.
As I noted, it's a ways out there, and it's a smaller lake. I'm assuming it doesn't get a ton of pressure.
It's pretty lightly fished. I don't see, we drive for work. We always seem to be driving through that area, and there's a nice public access on the west side, and very rarely is anybody out there.
Okay, yeah, and it's, well, there's so many to choose from. You tend to forget some of these or not even have heard of them, which is kind of what we like for the Lake of the Week feature. And as you noted, if there's not a lot of people out there, I'm assuming there's a camp there. Other than that, how developed is that lake?
Very lightly developed. There's a handful of cabins on the shoreline and a farm on the south end and a camp on the east side, and that's about it.
So lots of natural things to look at while you're on the lake. I'm sure there's a lot of wildlife running around in that area. Certainly, you know, loons and ducks and all the things that can keep your kids occupied if your kids are at that age where if the fish aren't biting, they can get bored real quick.
Yeah, that's right. There's a lot of animals running around that area.
Well, again, you noted that it was off County Road 32. If we were going out there from Bemidji, how do we get to 32, first of all?
Yeah, take Highway 2 west from Bemidji to the Wilton area where Highway 89 picks up from north, going north from Highway 2. Then you want to follow 89 north for about 20 miles. And then you'll come to the intersection of Highway 32 and go west from there. And then you're just within 5 or 6 miles, and Highway 32 will take you around the north end of the lake, and it'll curve and follow down along the west side, and that's where the access is. You'll drive right by it.
Okay. Again, all the types of fish we like to catch, crappies and bluegills and bass and northerns, walleyes even, and nice-sized walleyes if you get them, by the way.
Yeah.
Any things we need to be concerned of on that lake? Any AIS issues or anything like that?
Nothing that we're aware of has made its way into there with light boat traffic and, you know, no connections to any other infested waters. It's holding its own so far.
Okay, and even though it's self-contained water, I think it looks like it gets deep enough that we don't ever have to worry about winter kill or anything like that on that lake?
Well, it actually does have a history of winter kill.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, and that's been, our management has kind of been aimed at just, you know, making sure that we know about that and then reintroducing some species. The last winter kill that occurred out there was in the mid-90s, and we were able to reintroduce bass and panfish after that.
All right. It's Stillwater Lake. It is our Lake of the Week. Andy Thompson, the Acting Area Fishery Supervisor with the details. Andy, thanks so much for your time today.
Thanks for having me on.
Fish and Paul Bunyan Country presented by Northland Fishing Tackle. Checking in with Will Pappenfuss. And Will, as always, as I drive past Bemidji, I look over that green hue on the lake, which happens every August, and that algae bloom sure helps fishing remain solid on Lake Bemidji a lot of times rather than falling into those dog day doldrums.
Yeah, I've actually heard quite a few good reports. You know, once the algae gets there, it seems that the fish just keeps sliding shallower. You know, it's kind of nice. You know, you don't have to go around and try catching them out of deep water, and everything goes back nice. But I know a lot of guys have been pulling some crawlers around in the weeds, and you know, this is a time where, you know, the rock pile and grassy island and stuff like that really heats up, and guys can pull spinners across there and do pretty good. And the evening bites actually been pretty decent here too. I bet 15 boat and trailer or truck and trailers here the other night. You just all going out trolling for the last couple hours after dark, so it's been a good bite from what I've been seeing.
Okay, excellent. It's such a great lake. There's so many walleyes in there. It's so healthy, it just keeps going and going and going. But that algae bloom in August is a real game changer. It makes Bemidji fishing a little bit easier than it might otherwise be. That, I think, is something, you know, a lot of anglers are watching closely to see how significant the zebra mussels get to be on Lake Bemidji, because that could really affect that bloom down the road.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, just like Cass and Winnie and you know, leech is starting to get them too. It's just going to keep pushing those fish deeper, or you're just going to need a windy day to get out there and get them shallow. So it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Yes. What about other species? What are you hearing from anglers going after? Oh, bass, muskies, panfish. What's going on?
Bass has been pretty on fire lately. You know, guys have been throwing frogs around in the edge of the reeds and lily pads, and they seem to be on the chow here lately, from what I've heard. You know, we've had our bass leak here every Wednesday night, and everybody's been catching fish, so it's great to see. You know, and musky fishing has been on fire, from what it sounds like. Guys have been seeing fish every time out and getting at least one or two to eat. So everything kind of seems like it's been going good for August, so it's been good.
Have you heard of any particular lakes as far as muskies go that are hotter right now?
On the best lake, I heard of quite a few guys going on casts and seeing some good ones.
Okay.
I've just been getting them to eat. But most guys have been fishing Plantan and Bemidji. Kitchy a little bit too, I've heard. Just kind of getting out and trying to find the ones that want to eat.
Yeah. Well, that's the trick with all species, isn't it?
Yeah, that it is.
What is your favorite time of year to fish?
My favorite time of year would probably be the fall.
Okay.
Everybody's out duck hunting or deer hunting, and I have the whole lake basically to myself, and it's usually the best bite, and all the fish are usually shallow, and it's my favorite time because they're just sitting there wailing on giants, and there's not a boat in sight. It's kind of fun.
That is a really popular time for the hardcore angler because you're right. The bite is excellent. They're definitely hungry. They're getting ready for winter, and the lake is quiet. And you can pick your spot, and very good chance nobody else is going to catch on to it and crowd you because there's plenty of room out there. Is there a time of the autumn? Is there like a certain water temp, but when you see it, the surface temp is at this, and you're going, okay, we're on now?
Yeah. My favorite lake to fish in the fall is Leech, and usually once that main lake hits 57 degrees is usually when that green light hits. Those fish start moving shallow and they start putting the feed bag on. And that kind of seems to be the story around here as well. But definitely when it hits that 57 mark is when I'm going to go out and I'm going to fish as much as I can whenever I can because they're going to be chewing.
What do you like to use that time of year?
I like just hucking like 8-9 inch creek chubs on a jig and I'll just throw it up shallow. And I'll just let her swim around up there on the rocks, and the fish will just come up and grab it. And I just let them take her a little bit and then reel down and send her home.
Anything else going on out there we need to know about?
The perch bite's actually been pretty decent. Mm. A lot of guys have been coming in. They've been getting 2-3 scoops of fatheads at a time and just going out in the weeds out in front of, like, you know, the Cameron Park area, DNR bar, all that stuff. Guys have been doing really good on jumbo perch lately.
Okay. I know you do a little bit of guiding. Do you have some spots available if somebody wants to use your services?
Yeah, absolutely. They can give me a call at 320-360-5333. Otherwise, check us out on Facebook. Me and Nick Sakella actually are starting our own thing, iCrazy Guide Service. You can check us out on Facebook there, shoot us a message, or just shoot one of us a call.
Okay, that sounds excellent. Is there any more AIM tournaments this year?
We have our championship on Lake of the Woods here at the end of August, so it's gonna be a slugfest. I'm really looking forward to it. It's gonna be fun.
So you're in, huh?
Yep. All you have to do is fish 3 out of 4 tournaments. So it doesn't matter how good or bad you do. If you fish 3, you qualify for the championship. So it's kind of fun.
Most people in the state of Minnesota are at least somewhat familiar with Lake of the Woods. Have you been up there quite a bit?
I was up there, I'd say, 2 weeks ago for a couple days.
Okay.
Just because I had guys coming here telling me how many 28s, 29s, and 30s they've been catching, so I figured I should go sniff around a little bit, and lo and behold, they were not lying.
Yeah, the last, I'd say, 2-3 years, that lake has just never shut down. Any time of the season, through the winter, it just keeps cranking out fish.
Yeah, it's absolutely incredible. It's definitely the walleye capital of the world. I mean, there's no lying there. It's unreal.
Will Pappenfuss from Northwoods Bait. He is getting ready for the AIM National Championship. He and Nick Sakala. What is it? iCrazy?
Service, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
And, yeah, you can check that out on the web. Will, thanks for taking time today.
Yeah, thanks, Kev.
Tomorrow we'll wrap up the week checking in with Jared Houston over in the Duluth Superior area. That's it for today. I'm Kev Jackson. Thanks for joining us.
Fish ale, Bob Barn, yeah, country.